This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We'll stipulate here that taxes are complicated. We will also stipulate that this year's returns might be a bit more complicated than most because of the changes brought about by the 2017 tax law. That said, the Internal Revenue Service has released its final rules on a key tax break some businesses are going to be interested in using this year, what's called the pass-through deduction, up to 20% for certain kinds of companies. Which certain kinds of companies? We got our tax reporter, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra, on the phone from New York to clear things up. Hey, Mariel.
Hey, Kai.
All right, so give me the background on this thing, first of all, would you? We have talked a lot about corporate tax cuts that were in this bill. This is not what that is.
Right. So the new tax law cut taxes for corporations from 35 to 21%. But most businesses in the U.S. actually don't pay the corporate tax rate, believe it or not. You know, LLCs, partnerships, S corporations, they are what's known as pass-through businesses. Basically, the money they make, their business income, passes right on through to their owner's individual tax return. And so their business is taxed at the owner's personal income tax rate. So when Congress was writing this tax law, it came up with a tax break for these kinds of businesses, too. And it basically says they can deduct up to 20% off their income when they do their taxes. Beyond that, though, things got pretty confusing.
Well, explain that a little bit, because I'm mostly with you. But what's the confusing part?
So the IRS, when there's a new tax law, it will come out with rules, regulations. Mm-hmm. Basically, here's whether or not you qualify, that sort of thing. It did that for this deduction, but the rules are really complicated. They are intended to keep people from abusing the deduction. So they were more than 180 pages long, and they're filled with caveats. Like, there's a list of industries that do not qualify for the tax break. Accounting, performing arts, athletics, health. But after that, there are a lot of questions from businesses and their accountants about whether they fell into these categories. So I talked to a business owner named Carol. She owns a nursing home in North Carolina. She really wants the tax break. Her accountant said it could save her about 8 cents for every dollar she makes. Yeah. But they didn't know whether she qualified because remember that list of industries, the healthcare is on it. Is a nursing home a healthcare business? You know, she's got nurses on staff, but she also provides housing and food and activities like bingo night. So it was sort of up in the air for them.
Can I, and this is just hypothetical, and get your financial and tax advice elsewhere, of course, but can I step back from this job, reincorporate myself as Acme Radio Host LLC, and then get some kind of pass-through from American Public Media and Marketplace?
You know, that's exactly what these rules were trying to prevent.
I know.
I think, again, get your tax advice elsewhere, but I don't believe that you personally could do that.
Right.
But you would probably fall into one of those excluded categories. But yeah, I mean, that's why they put all these rules in place.
So this kind of ambiguity, just on the way out here, right? It seems to not be entirely normal, right? We've had the same tax code for 30 years and people had it pretty much wired.
Yeah, I mean, this is kind of normal, actually. I talked to some accountants and tax experts about this. The IRS is always coming out with rules, about new pieces of tax legislation. And there are, you know, I think it's something like 160 million individual taxpayers. The IRS can't come up with rules that answer every question somebody might have. And so the agency gives a certain amount of clarity, and then accountants and tax lawyers make a judgment call. This happens all the time. And eventually it's decided through audits and court cases.
And then this tax filing season starts now in like 10 days, 2 weeks, right?
Oh, yeah. It actually starts, I think, in 6 days.
6 days. There you go. I need to call my accountant. Mariel Segarra on the tax beat for us in New York. Thank you.
Thanks, Kai.
Talk to you soon.